This is Audible.
Audible, Inc. and Harlequin present The Immortal Rules, written by Julie Kagawa, read by Therese Plummer.
Part 1. Human. Chapter 1. They hung the unregistereds in the old warehouse district. It was a public execution, so everyone went to see. I stood at the back, a nameless face in the crowd, too close to the gallows for comfort, but unable to look away. There were three of them this time, two boys and a girl. The oldest was about my age, 17 and skinny, with huge frightened eyes and greasy dark hair that hung to his shoulders. The other two were even younger, 14 and 15 if I had to guess, and siblings, since they both had the same stringy yellow hair. I didn't know them. They weren't part of my crowd. Still, they had the same look of all unregistereds, thin and ragged, their eyes darting about like trapped animals. I crossed my arms tightly, feeling their desperation. It was over. The trap had closed. The hunters had caught them, and there was no place for them to run. The pet stood on the edge of the platform, puffed up and swaggering as if he had caught the kids himself. He was walking back and forth, pointing to the condemned and rattling off a list of crimes, his pale eyes gleaming with triumph.
Assaulting a citizen of the inner city, robbery, trespassing, and resisting arrest. These criminals attempted to steal Class 1 foodstuffs from the private warehouse of the inner city. This is a crime against you, and more important, a crime against our benevolent masters.
I snorted. Fancy words and legal mumbo-jumbo didn't erase the fact that these criminals were just doing what all unregistereds did to survive. For whatever reasons, fate, pride, or stubbornness, we non-registered humans didn't have the mark of our vampire masters etched into our skin, the brands that told you who you were, where you lived, and who you belonged to. Of course, the vampires said it was to keep us safe, to keep track of everyone within the city, to know how much food they had to allow for. It was for our own good. Yeah, right. Call it what you wanted. It was just another way to keep their human cattle enslaved. You might as well be wearing a collar around your neck. There were several good things about being unregistered. You didn't exist. You were off their records, a ghost in the system. Because your name wasn't on the list, you didn't have to show up for the monthly bloodletting, where human pets in crisp white coats stuck a tube in your vein and siphoned your blood into clear bags that were placed into coolers and taken to the masters. Miss a couple lettings, and the guards came for you, forcing you to pony up the late blood, even if it left you empty as a limp sack. The vamps got their blood one way or another. Being unregistered let you slip through the cracks. There was no leash for the bloodsuckers to yank on. And since it wasn't exactly a crime, you'd think everyone would do it. Unfortunately, being free came with a hefty price. Registered humans got meal tickets. Unregistereds didn't. And since the vamps controlled all the food in the city, this made getting enough to eat a real problem. So we did what anyone in our situation would do. We begged. We stole. We scraped up food wherever we could. Did anything to survive. In the fringe, the outermost circle of the vampire city, food was scarce even if you weren't unregistered. The ration trucks came twice a month and were heavily guarded. I'd seen registered citizens beaten just for getting out of line. So, while it wasn't exactly a crime to be unregistered, if you got caught stealing from the bloodsuckers and you didn't have the prince's cursed brand gracing your skin, you could expect no mercy whatsoever. It was a lesson I'd learned well. Too bad these three never did.
8 ounces of soy, 2 potatoes, and 1/4 loaf of bread.
The pet was still going on, and his audience had their eyes glued to the gallows now, morbidly fascinated. I slipped into the crowd, moving away from the platform. The smug voice rang out behind me, and I clenched my hands, wishing I could drive a fist through his smiling teeth. Damn pets. In some ways, they were even worse than the Bloodsuckers. They'd chosen to serve the vamps, selling out their fellow humans for the safety and luxury it brought. Everyone hated them, but at the same time, everyone was jealous of them as well.